also like, what is right or wrong for what? That is, for what is right or wrong? So when I ask that to myself, it seems also like there is already a plan that I am projecting there. So something is right or wrong because I have an idea of how this should be.
Mm-hmm. And your idea is irrelevant. There is a plan. It's the divine plan, and you're part of it. And it doesn't operate the way our minds operate when we hear the words divine plan, either divine or plan. Our mind cannot grasp this. It's not about how it sounds. And that's what I'm saying for the people in this room. It's possible to recognize that the divine plan is operating and you're part of it. It's not possible for most people. So why agonize about every little thing? Oddly enough, it really is taken care of. But only the kind of people who are in this room have the possibility of grasping that in this lifetime. So if that hasn't fully crystallized for you, just get it that it's possible for that to fully crystallize for you. That's the good news. It's possible for you. You know, lots of people, lots of teachers say it's possible for you. And they mean it in the sense that it's possible for anybody. I don't mean it that way. It's not possible for most people. But it's possible for you. Because you've gotten to this point. That's what's important to me. I don't want to even talk to those other people. I don't even want to be in the same room with them. Screw them. I want to be in the room with you. And I love everybody, literally, but that doesn't mean I have to hang out with everybody. I'd much rather hang out with you. You have much more potential. Now, most of the people here tonight, we have less people than we usually have. Most people are kind of Bodhi Center regulars, but as Bodhi Center regulars, you know, you have some attraction to me or some interest in me or some liking of what I say, whatever. Maybe you think you're my fan. The truth is, I'm your fan. That's what I want you to get. It's not that you're my fan. It's that I'm the fan of anybody who's sincerely interested in truth.